This is the Break the Cycle of Trust Issues sessions. You're listening to session one. In every experience that results in carrying around pain, fear, and guilt, it feeds a pattern of being too trusting or being hypervigilant and having a general sense of distrust. Both of these result from the same issue, not feeling able or willing to trust you. The more you repeat the pattern, the less trust you have, knocking your confidence and blocking your ability to enjoy intimate relationships. Trust is the great differentiator between the past and the present. It allows you to heal, learn, and grow through self-forgiveness. With a basic level of trust, you can steer you through life because you're connected to your boundaries, values, and needs. In these sessions, learn how to mindfully break the cycle of trust issues so that you can reclaim you from the past and move forward with love, care, trust, and respect. How and why do we end up with trust issues? You misplace your trust in others by making assumptions, fearing your own perceptions, or even by having no judgment of the situation. Or you operate with a baseline of not trusting, which means, yes, you won't trust someone who is untrustworthy, but you won't trust someone who is either. There are two key reasons. One, you never learn to trust because you were raised in an environment where authority figures breached your boundaries. This can be a result of neglect, abuse, or abandonment, but it can also be due to not having developed critical thinking due to someone else telling you what to think, feel, or do, even though it may have been well-intended. If you don't know how to tune into your own feelings, thoughts, needs, etc., you can't have the self-awareness and self-knowledge to make judgments or recover from them. It's important to also note that if you grew up around people who you loved, but who also represented danger, it messes with your fight or flight response because you've learned to go towards danger instead of away from it. Plus, positive feelings about people you love and urges to have your needs met are intermingled with feelings that represent danger alerts. You are highly likely to mistake intensity for intimacy because you quite simply haven't learned how to trust, how to recognize and meet your own boundaries, values, and needs, and so you rely on being triggered and what amounts to familiarity. More pain, fear, and guilt results, and this leads to a vicious cycle of distrust. This leads into the second reason. Past experiences of naivety or having green-lighted code red issues often triggers self-blame. When you have a fixed mindset, what are regarded as past mistakes and failures appear to then set the standard for what is to come. There is the underlying belief that you're not supposed to make mistakes or fail, and so any experiences that are basically not what you want are seen as a black mark against you. In not seeing you as being able to evolve, a growth mindset, you use the past as a reference for who you are, what's to come, and how to respond. With this effectively repeatedly rubbing your face in past experiences, lest you forget and make the same mistake again. Unfortunately, the problem with doing this is that because you're not learning the real lesson, life will present you with further situations to correct the previous misunderstandings. This means that you will keep coming up against experiences that are aimed at forcing you to become more discerning, to forgive you, to heal, learn, and grow. But if you cling to the old judgments, you will see these experiences as further evidence of how you're messing up. You are always being invited to see what you couldn't see before. Because you're likely feeling bruised by some or all of your experiences and are wary of falling into the same traps again, when faced with the types of situations where you've been caught out, such as dating or making friends or engaging with family, etc., you will doubt you and them. This is because based on the beliefs and associations that you've accumulated through past experiences, your subconscious, your mental filing system, will quickly scan the proverbial files for past experiences and responses and bring forward files like, don't trust because you will get hurt and I'm not worthy. You will feel the emotions associated with these, and unless you become conscious, aware, and present so that you can be grounded and choose differently, you will respond as you did before. Effectively telling your subconscious that how you are responding is the correct response. And round you go. See you in session 2.